Congratulations.
Are we okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I see.
There we go.
All right, call to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, please, just for a second. You know, I was thinking today, especially after the events of the last couple of days, how lucky we are. Freedom, this little government, and today, right now, people are dying for this. We've got our own little squabbles and we got this and that, but at the end of the day, we're family. So can we take a moment and either pray or reflect or whatever you do, and let's think about the people right now who are being attacked. All right, thank you.
I address
here,
Velma.
Here.
Brad.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
Here.
Anne.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Agenda approval.
I make a motion to approve agenda.
I have a motion to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Agenda approved. Thank you. Audience participation, 3-minute time limit. These are on agenda items only, and we'll do it first in the hall, and then we'll go to a Zoom audience participation. So audience participation is open in the hall at this time. Danny?
In the future, is that compliance with the village ordinances?
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Look who's talking. Somebody who never did anything, right?
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. All right, thank you. Zoom audience participation on items on the agenda only. Anybody?
Star 6 if you're on mute.
Going once, going twice. All right, thank you, Zoom audience. Minutes of the February 15th, 2022 regular meeting. We'll take a look at them. I know you've had time. And any changes, additions, corrections?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting on February
15th.
On support.
Okay.
15. Oh, okay.
That's fine. Okay. I have a motion to accept the minutes of February 15, 2022 as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Nays. Motion carried.
Thank you. Payment of bills, February and March. Chris, who couldn't be here tonight, submitted this. Any questions?
Yeah.
Carol submitted it. Chris prepared it. Chris did the
treasure reports,
and she did. Okay, very good. Okay. Duly noted. Anybody?
I make the motion to accept the payment of the bills as presented.
I'll second.
I have a motion to approve the payment of the bills as presented. Debbie?
Yes.
Velma?
Yes.
Greg?
Yep.
Chris?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Ann?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, thank you. Communications. Madam Clerk, any communications? None? Right, thank you. Old business, clean up, spruce up, campaign dates, dumpster, tire metals, discussion, and motion. The reason I put this at this point is that I found out from Denise that their dump day is going to be April 23rd from 8 o'clock till 12 noon. So going along with that, I want to order two dumpsters. And I've already submitted this to Scott to see if they're available for Thursday, April 21st through Tuesday, April 26th. So that would give people a couple days before the weekend and a couple days after the weekend. And like we did last time, instead of ordering one and then having it filled up and then ordering another one, well, we got both of them here at the same time, they both filled up. So that's what I'd like to do. It's going to probably cost us roughly $750, something like that, give or take, depending upon there's a charge that's flat, and then it depends upon the weight. I'd like to work with I know Jim and Dave and Greg, and if we can talk at some point before this comes up to see if we can get a metal like we did before and set up the whole thing for tires that we did before. So maybe that would be good. And we'll figure that out. So it would be April 21st through April 26th will be the Estill Beach cleanup campaign, at least the beginning of it for the spring. So questions, comments, yes.
Did you say you get two dumpsters, but yes, at separate times or at the same time?
Same time.
Same time, okay. Same That's time. What I wanted to make sure I couldn't remember what you said.
And one of the reasons for that was too, is this, that we did it the first time with the two, there was always a gap and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we cut it off. Yeah,
right. 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 Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, can I have a motion to approve the approximate spending for that?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Carol?
Okay. I have a motion to order two dumpsters for April
21st to
26th. Okay, I have a motion to order two dumpsters for April. Debbie?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jim? Chris?
Yes.
Velma?
Yes.
Red?
Yep.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Fred, can I add one thing to that, Spruce up?
Yes.
I know the last time you had the dumpsters here, I noticed a couple people around the beach had some stuff out by the curb, like a Lazy Boy or whatnot. Mm-hmm. They don't have a way to get it to the dumpster. They don't have access to a truck or trailer. Can the village come with the loader and pick it up and take it away for them? Or would they just need to do a bulk pickup for the trash?
Could do both. I'll talk about it with Greg and Jim and we'll see and Dave and see what we can put together. Okay. It's a good point. Maybe we can do both.
Yeah, we do get the trailer and so maybe we can pick it up on the tractor and everything else. And it's just the manpower we need there.
Right, right. Everyone needs to do it. Okay. All right. Jim, you want to pick up sofas or? Okay. All right. Thanks, Velma. Good idea. Okay. Something we've been waiting for what, 5 years? No. Planning Commission document. Got this under old business special apart from the departments because I know there's going to be a review and discussion and questions and then a vote one way or the other. And if the vote's affirmative, then we go to proceed to public hearings. I'll turn it over to Chris.
Okay. So I guess I'll open it up for the council for any questions, concerns.
We didn't know if it'd be easier for different council members to put in their information separately to you, or if there's any way that we could have some kind of a workshop with the Planning Commission.
Okay.
I don't know what Vilma and I talked about it today because we went over a few things. And we were wondering about, you know, if there's something that could be done that route, if it'd be easier rather than going back and forth all the time. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
a dialogue. Right.
Okay. I can get the commission together and ask them for that. So we do that. We have even a public meeting. It couldn't be a workshop per se, right? It wouldn't be a. It has to be a public meeting at that point.
Yeah, it has to be public.
Not a workshop.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I didn't know how it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So planning commission being a public.
Yeah.
It couldn't be a workshop.
No. because it's on an item that is going to be up for a vote.
Yeah, yeah.
And a workshop is just the general, the theory behind stuff. Yeah. Remember when we had our workshop for the council, we made a point that no business at all that was on the table was discussed at all. So it had the Open Meetings Act would be. Any other comments? If that's what the council wants to do, could that take place next week so that we could revisit this at the March 15th meeting?
I don't know.
I mean, we've delayed this thing ad infinitum, and I'm worried this is not going to be meaningful. That's just my comment. We've delayed it so long.
But I think there were some questions, and
that's what today was supposed to be about.
How many people is on our planning commission right now?
Four. Myself, Michelle,
Emily,
Beth, Sarah.
Oh, four now.
Four now, because somebody left
us. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why can't those questions be asked here?
Because the planning commission isn't me. I've already submitted my questions, some of them that I had, okay? Well, I had three final ones. And then going through the revised one that came, I had one other question, but I don't have it written down here with me. Okay. And those three questions had not been addressed prior to this. So Chris has them again now. And so, I know they're planning on addressing them. But if it's something that could cause for discussion to help us to understand or help the planning commission understand different things, that's why would I discuss it now? Mm-hmm. Bring it out now if the planning commission isn't here to answer it.
Could we have the planning commission be here at the next meeting on the 15th, the whole planning commission?
Again, I'm not going to speak for them.
I'm just a question.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just pushing the time element here.
Well, that's why we wondered if we could something we could do together. And it doesn't mean that they're going to answer our questions then. They're going to review them. As far as Chris, tell me if it's any different. Okay, if the questions will be answered at that time, or if they will take them under review and then advise or make changes or whatever, that I'm not sure how they would do
we
that.
Have to see how it goes. I mean, if we could get a list of questions beforehand,
okay,
then that would we could at least prep for it, and that way we can make sure we have a better shot of getting them all addressed to depth in one shot.
Okay.
So
would you like us to submit our questions directly to you?
If I want to do that, and then I'll compile everything and send it out to the planning commission and the council in one email, so everyone's got it in just one.
Right. And then maybe do like at 6 o'clock, at 6 o'clock or something, or I don't know if anybody's available.
Yeah. I know Beth's working a lot of hours right now, so she's going to be the mm-hmm. factor, and so is Sarah. So Beth just got promoted, so she's got a bigger job now. Yeah.
Anybody else have any comments?
Congratulations.
Right, I have a question. What did Fred say about the protocol afterwards? Let's say that tonight this thing was approved. What happens next?
So, there is
looking at timeline.
There is a, it's not a timeline, but there is a 17-step document that we need to follow. Mm-hmm. Put out by Michigan State University here. It's a check sheet, basically. So, step one, mm-hmm. all the way through to step 17. So we have to go through all of these.
And what's the time frame for that, roughly?
There was no time frame that was given.
I mean, we talking a month, 2 months, 4 months, a year?
Well, someone's going to review, going back to the Monroe County Planning Commission. So how long they take? I mean, depends on their workload. It could be. I would guess a month. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't give them less than a month.
Okay.
Then we got to post it and got to have a hearing in here.
One or two hearings?
I got to go through this in more detail. I thought it was just one. Well, there are options. So. Consideration, comment from the legislative body, somebody shall vote for the adoption. a small one. I mean, I would guess for it to be a good, I'm thinking at least 60 to 90 days before.
And that's 60 to 90 days after the council decides to click this in.
After the council decides to go forward, yes.
Okay. So we got March, April, May, if the council decided today. So the council doesn't decide this today and we do this other stuff, then we're talking about pushing this into June, July. I mean, roughly, I'm just trying to get a feel for this. Am I the only one concerned? Or?
I've been concerned for 4 years.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do this next meeting, don't think.
I don't know.
Yes.
There's three others I got.
When could you find out?
I'll send them out tonight.
Okay.
I mean, Michelle's retired. She could do any time, but Sarah and Beth, why not? So.
Okay.
Maybe we work it around their schedule or something, though, too. You know? So.
Yeah.
See whether it's a good time for them.
Yeah.
So I know you want to set it up so that they can come to the council meeting and do that. But in lieu of them not being able to be here, you know, next Tuesday at a certain time, if they plan a planning commission meeting, then the council could come to ask their questions or discuss it.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Couldn't they zoom in on that?
Not if they're working in the camp.
Yeah. I want it thorough, but I want to expedite the process. I just think it's getting away from us, I think. I mean, questions are valid.
Yeah.
But could you let me know what they say and then we can go to plan B or whatever. Yeah. But it looks like we're talking about June, July, that this thing before it comes to being.
Right. Certainly, Greg, we could do a Zoom, but that would just be for the participants. The planning commission would have to be in person.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a panel on the council member. I can't pull that up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Any other discussion? Council? All right. So you can let me know, yay or nay.
Okay,
Chris, just call me.
I was going to ask him, he's close. You said you're in section 12 of the way. So you're close.
Anybody else? Okay, thank you. Village wide access, Greg and Ann, committee updates.
We're still going out for bids. We have two more people coming tomorrow. Okay, and then gave one to Bernie for him and Joe to look at to see even if they can't do this type of project or there's other things that they, you know, could even possibly help with or interject with. So we're still working on getting the bids in to review. So
we should know something by next meeting.
Hopefully we should have some finalized things. The one person is coming out tomorrow because then they have to go to New Orleans. So I don't know how quickly we're going to be able to get information from them for a bit until probably next week or so.
Did you ever get a hold of Ben? I tried twice. I think he's in Charlotte. One. He's not taking calls.
I don't know yet. Later afternoon, probably. So are you going to be available? Okay. Yeah, because I talked to Greg too, but he said he's going to be available. Yeah, Chris does.
And Ann and Greg, do you have a tentative timeline that you're thinking that the work will start here?
No, because they can't give us a timeline. They're probably not talking until at least midsummer to be able to do the work. Most of them have said that. But we've asked them on all the bids to give us a timeline also.
Okay. Because our goal was to try to get this open for summertime.
Right. Well, yeah. Sure. That was when we had somebody to do it.
Okay. All right, so we'll have a little bit more definitive report hopefully next meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Ann, Greg?
Nope, that's it right now.
All right, thank you. Village flood control, Debbie.
just waiting for the weather to get better.
So they can finish. And what we're waiting on for folks that aren't in the audience is that, Debbie, you want to explain that?
Toledo Caisson came out. They put the steel in the ground on the north dike. And now they're, when the weather gets better, they're going to put the riprap. But, you know, they don't want to tear it all up. But, right. You know, the road being, I mean, the dike and everything being muddy. Yeah. It'll be a while. Yeah, we don't want it half baked.
Right. Yeah, I walked it this morning and
it's messy.
You got to be careful. It's mm-hmm. And if a machinery would go on it now, hey.
They don't want to do that. They're not going to do that.
I don't even want to bring the tractor back.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Village roads, Debbie and Jim.
Again, we got to wait till the weather gets better so okay. We can.
And on this bigger category, the roads, this just came today and I passed it out to the council, category F, urban area, rural communities. Debbie and I are going to yak and talk again, and we're going to talk to Hennessy, and because, you know, we've already have the engineering done and the report is in May, and I'm sure we could probably work something else. So we're going to go and submit another grant.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yes.
You know, maybe sometimes, you know.
It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Okay, some money.
And
right.
When we do submit this, I'm going to make sure that our representatives and our senator, who won't be senator much longer after November, but know that we're doing this just so on their end, they could be there for any support in case we need it. Okay. So, but I figured if it's there, let's try again. Sometimes when you do it the second time and they know you've been there,
right,
you get them out.
I know Stony Point just had all their roads turned out over there. They really turned out nice. Now, I don't know if they got a grant or what they did, but they just like every road out there passed the second school.
Probably a grant.
Yeah. And this grant, I think I have to read about it more, but it's over $250,000. So we'll keep everybody posted on this.
They probably got our grant last time.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else, Debbie?
No, we're just kind of on a standstill till the weather gets better.
Okay. All right. Village website, Chris.
So I definitely want to go with giving the current format that we have. I'm trying to show you an idea. This is Swan's website. And Scott Jordan, I started this and Scott Jordan made it better. But one thing I think is pretty cool, it's a Facebook feed. So if you post something new on Facebook, it automatically hits the website.
Oh, cool.
So you don't have to duplicate. You don't have to send to me, send to you.
Yeah, good idea.
It gets, and you can set the size of how big that is, right? So it's got the last few things that are in there, you know? So it stays current, at least it was what's new that's there. And then flyers, you know, we got flyers set off to the side.
Cool.
Contact info is all right here. You see, it's a little bit of meeting info, meetings here, so everything can be on the main page organized pretty nicely. And then we're going to have fun next other things here too.
That looks really cool.
I thought you guys would get a kick out of that, having that Facebook integrated in there.
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I think so.
Almost everybody's on Facebook. So.
Right.
Okay. The ones that aren't, we'll see what's there. But mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah. You don't have to. Yeah. You don't have to have a Facebook account to see that stuff. So.
Yeah. That's a nice addition.
Yeah. So, Carol, thanks for sending me. I think she said June. I think it was mm-hmm. like the tree. June is when you paid the last year. So could you contact him? Like, what's the name of that? What's the name where it
was? Dave Emmerich always did that, and I paid Dave.
Okay.
I'll get with Dave and see if I can get an address for it.
Okay. Or at least just a contact, a contact email or phone number or something so I can.
Okay.
Okay.
I know, I hate me for this, but what's the prospective timeline?
It's only fine,
good. No, it looks good. definitely we want to keep things moving.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it should be cool. Just
yeah,
modernize some communications,
right, right,
you know,
right,
get them together.
Right.
It's pretty neat.
All right, we'll see what it looks like next time. Village cleanup, made my announcement there about the cleanup thing, and that's all I've got for this time. So, and tomorrow I will verify that with our gentleman, Scott, okay? And then we'll meet with the committee and get things moving on that. Village golf cart, we have a village golf cart?
That's a joke. Golf cart, yeah, I think we do.
All right.
That's
where
it's next
purchase.
I think it's a why there's a little Bronco Sport sitting down by the president's house.
That's the golf cart.
Okay. We talked about it last time. I mean, do we want to have another discussion and a vote? How do we want to?
Yeah, what? Whatever you guys want to do.
Any other?
I forgot mine, but the one thing that I can remember where it talks about not being on.
Okay, not being on.
On pathways, walking pathways, there was something. And the only thing that I could think of that was really a walking pathway would be in the park here, okay? But what about also too, like on canal on the dike wall or the back there?
Yeah.
No, they really can't get back there. Oh, there's gates locked almost all the time.
Yeah.
So that won't be an issue.
But if they came in, I don't know if they could come up through Davies or anything. But no, I didn't know if we wanted to just have it so that there's signs saying no golf carts allowed.
Well, yeah,
okay.
I think there's signs
so,
that there's no motor
yeah.
vehicles.
Okay, could be. Yeah, there, you could be right. Yeah.
Sort of that path thing goes, and I think this might be maybe that one. So reusable and designated path for golf carts is provided adjacent to a highway or street. A person operating a golf cart shall use that path.
No, it has to do with walking. So.
Right side of the road.
I thought it was down farther, but I have trouble reading it on there.
Your golf cart shall not be operated on the sidewalk constructed for the use.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the one. Yep.
Should you add, like the park, the dike? Nobody listens.
No.
Hmm?
No.
No, I know, but seen it.
So while golf carts shall be operated on a sidewalk constructed for the use of pedestrians or flood control device?
Or dikes.
Yep.
Well, dikes would be a flood control device.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sorry?
A dike would be a flood control device.
Right.
We just said flood control device. Yeah, but they're not driving like on a seawall or anything.
Does it say that on there?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't see it.
Wait, you could say village flood control devices, example, berms, levees.
Okay.
Yeah. Or in the
why don't you add to this one or make another?
Just add it to
okay.
it. Yeah.
Golf carts should not be operated on a sidewalk constructed for sidewalks. Or a village flood control device.
Berm.
We'll just put village dikes.
Dikes.
I.
Try.
Oh. Sorry.
It's the wrong one.
Sorry. All right, next. Dikes, berms.
Levees? Yeah. Well, they just got fixed is actually
yeah.
Okay.
And then where you put village flood for is an ask you for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I should not type on this.
Village.
I know.
It's so small.
That's Polish.
A. Ukrainian.
Yeah, Ukrainian, right.
And then, yeah, levy, you don't need an apostrophe, yes, sir.
That doesn't work either.
Or play.
How would you say levy?
Is it L-E-V-E-S?
L-E-V-E-S.
What's the plural of levy?
Levies.
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 Yes.
Look right to me.
Okay.
That's fine right there.
You say that's fine?
Mm-hmm. And the walkway in the park, playground area?
Well, that's already got signs up there, no motor vehicles.
But they still do. Golf carts, some people don't consider that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you try to give them a ticket, they're going to say it's not in there.
No, I thought it was kind of coverage based on what it.
I thought this was just for the alternates.
Oh, you have it?
Like Mary Badansky's kids use those mini bikes and more pants or
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That
me too.
Included in here too.
For the moped, it's got license on it.
Yep.
So they can go anywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
They got a license.
Some of the mini bikes don't.
I mean, the mopeds do. The dudes.
Yeah. Well,
and that was. Who are you going to get
10 horses? Right.
Well, we talked about that before. It would be just like today. I almost got ran over. But it's interesting when the Monroe County Sheriff is here. I can tell, and it just juxtaposed that I'm coming from somewhere. I could tell all of a sudden these cars are slowing down, and there he is right over here. So it's the same thing. You know, it's. It would be the same thing as a traffic garage.
Was the building almost at Randy down?
Yeah, but if it's in here and we have the ordinance for it.
Now it's a point too. What is the name of this again?
It's called golf cart ordinance. An ordinance to authorize the operation of golf carts on village streets.
And actually, talking too much here, but actually, we're talking about more than golf carts, right?
Yes. We're talking about more than golf carts, yeah, but we're kind of going through. I thought we had that covered, but it really just says golf cart everywhere.
It does. And so, that's one thing that was on my list, too, was the definition. What are we defining
as right there?
Golf carts. It has one definition in there.
As used in this ordinance, golf cart means vehicle designed for transportation.
Right.
K. Letter K.
And I think we talked about that before, if it was just going to be for golf carts or four-wheelers or like Carol says, dirt bikes, things like that. And it was something that was mentioned before.
Right. Any other input? You want to take this back and rework it a little bit?
Well, if you want to change this, we could be good. Right? This is the only other comment then. Where did I change one? Golf carts are designed for transportation. We can get rid of wild playing golf.
I like that one.
Well, you would have to define it better because a golf cart is specifically a golf cart. And, you know, most people know what the definition of that, plus it has four wheels, where the mini bikes have two wheels. Okay. The four-wheelers have different, I think, trims. What do you call that?
Can you put in there?
You're setting on?
Including
recreational vehicles,
there's bikes, four wheelers, just add it to there.
That's what Carol just said. She had a real good to of making it more recreational vehicles rather than just golf carts. And then we'd have to have a definition of recreational vehicles.
Right. I think we'll be making more than this and what we need to.
Let's do this.
Disagree with that.
We got two. No crosstalk. My recommendation would be, I think we've got some good information here. Take it back. We're not ready to vote on it.
Okay.
And clean her up a bit and let's make sure it's in the packet for our next meeting. And
Chris,
some of those
by Thursday before the meeting.
Okay. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, anybody has else, anything else, get it to Chris so he can put it in there. Okay. So we can take a look at it.
I'll remind you.
All right, thank you. Good discussion. Village millages. We have a committee and we are going to set our first meeting. We're also going to look for other committee members, but the meeting date hasn't been set yet. But it'll probably be sometime in March, and I'll make sure everybody knows. Okay.
We need to let them say.
Village millages.
Okay.
Departments, planning commission. Anything else to add, Chris?
Nope.
Thank you. Fire department. Dave is not here. He's literally
in California.
Not here off the beach. Yeah.
He's in California by 3 weeks.
He's in California, right, with his mother. Okay. I haven't got any report one way or another. DPW, Greg.
I had Joe pick us up and load the coal patch. Our tractor has got a warning buzzer going off on it. And so I didn't want to take any chances and I had Keith come out and picked it up yesterday. He's going to check it out. Some kind of pollution control sensor or something. There's a sequence where he can shut it off, and I didn't know how to do it. So he took that back. We should be getting that back by the end of the week. Dave's going to be gone. Joey's been gone working up in Detroit. So it's only me, and I really can't do very much this week. You know, we're going to need help filling potholes because these potholes are bad. And we are going to need the help out here for sure, man, because I ain't going to be able to do it. And you're going to need somebody dependable out here for sure. So, besides that, we got enough salt. You know, the last is, you know, for the rest of the year, so
okay.
Everything else is up in order. So.
Greg, what I'll do is I'll put, we'll have this sign changed to put, because we need more people, right, part-time.
Yeah,
and so I'm going to put that there, and I'll also make sure it's on the website, okay, for part-time maintenance.
Yeah, well, we're going to need some.
We're going to need a couple people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, this one back up. You know,
so. Okay. Bella?
Yes. Joe told me this evening before the meeting that if you're shorthanded, he would offer his help to patch holes.
Joe?
Mm-hmm. Chupac?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Since you're shorthanded, he said he'd be happy to help.
Good.
I mean, I was going to watch there for about a year, but no, it was going to be a little bit rough on me the next 8 weeks. So.
Yep, get with him tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, Fred. All right, the website.
Good. Okay. And we'll put it on the sign.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else, Greg, that comes to mind? Everybody comes, we could ask them to pitch in.
And I mean, I could start calling Bill Jew up, you know, and try to get the Jaws crews out here, you know. They can start helping out too, you know. I mean,
great idea.
Have you spoken with them about anybody that
you'd
recommend that we could hire?
Oh, I talk to the kids every time they come out, you know, told them that if you guys want to work for all the $15 an hour, you know, be more than welcome to come. So an application, but I can't think of anybody right now. Okay. So we are gonna need help, you know.
Okay. Could you get a hold of the Jaws crew and see if we can get that moving? I mean, that's not a daily answer, but at least
we're gonna have somebody here to direct them too, you know. So
you think if it's set up in time, that would Joey do his schedule around that? Because he's working.
I don't know. Joey is he's erratic, you know. So.
Okay. All right.
And basically, I got to tell him what to do every time. So
yeah. Okay.
Liquor, just to go out and do it.
And Dave is due back when?
He's calling for 3 weeks. So he left this week, over this weekend. So probably the next. This week and 2 more weeks.
Okay. All right, I'll get with you, Greg, and see what else we can do on that. Debbie?
Can I ask a question, Greg? What would the Jaws crew do right now?
And,
is that too muddy for
potholes?
Yeah.
Okay, that. Okay. Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But, you know, usually he brings out like 12 guys, and I couldn't keep 12 at
right now.
So that's why I like to hold off on them, you know, until spring, to where it's time to start cutting the weed whack and stuff like that.
Right.
And they won't give us less guys. It's always a crew. They won't say instead of 12, we only want 6 for now.
I don't know. I never asked on that, you know.
Right.
But like I said, once the back neck and that clears up or dries up, we can get them out there cutting the mm-hmm. trees and that off there too.
Right.
So
but like not right now because it's too muddy. Yeah. Yeah.
And
when you call him, will you ask him if there's anybody that he knows of that's looking for part-time work?
Yeah, I asked him. I mean, he's just
the director himself, not the guys that come out.
Right. Yeah, I asked Bill before, and he just deals with all everybody that owes hours.
Yeah.
The county or the state or whatever, so that's on probation or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, like I said, we're gonna have to get something dependable. So
okay. Let's start to push and
yeah, because it's gonna be that time.
Yeah.
Like I said, I ain't gonna be able to do much. So.
Okay.
That all one right. coming in the road is real bad.
Believe me, I drive around this beach, I see every hole. And what makes it nice is I bought that big blower, that backpack blower. You go over there, just blow the hole right out, start sweeping it out.
Right.
It blows all the water out and everything, and just put the patch in there, level it out, and I run it over with the work truck. It works great. So
They get bad. I mean, you know, especially now when the ground's like on fall and all that, and that's where that's from. It's bad in the plow truck, you know, and salt.
Right.
So, but like you said, once the weather breaks and all that, we need these roads repaved.
All right, and Greg, I'll get with you and let's brainstorm on what we can do about that. Anybody else have any questions for Greg or comments? All right, thank you, Greg. Billing administrator, Tia, there was no additional report this time. Right, okay. Building inspector, Brian, welcome. Anything to report?
Just got a couple of health issues I'm looking into. Regular inspections are going okay, so I've got a couple of those.
Okay, thank you. And I'm trying to, we're trying as best we can to get additional inspectors to help support you. In the meantime, in fact, Brian and I had a talk with him today, Thompson, who is agreeing to stay on and help us with those matters. So we're not caught, you know, shorthanded here, but we're trying to replace that too. So we're okay, all right? Okay. All right. New business. It's not open yet. It's not open. Sorry, can't. We're coming back to comments. So, okay. Bottle and can drive. There was some talk about that last time. Is this something that people want to pursue in the spring or no? Or was that just in the, I know that was in the notes. That's why I put it in there.
Well, I had a couple people contact me. Okay, and that was like a month or so ago, so I don't know what they still have their bottles or not. Okay, but I don't know if it's something interested, and Craig would be interested in doing, you know, starting a bottle drive for the swim access.
Or was it the Girl Scouts or somebody was doing that a couple of years ago?
Right,
somebody
we did one other one before too,
right
here. I can't remember what it was for.
Boat ramp.
Jessica was doing it for
boat ramp. That's what it was. Okay.
And,
right,
if we get like the scrap steel, we donated to each one and all that. So that worked out pretty good. I mean, we did what, like $600-700, I think, last year, and that was scrap metal. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's close to $1,000.
Right. And I think because a lot of the grocery stores stopped, they stopped doing bio return for a while. And now most of them are at a limit of only $25 each. Mm-hmm. Each time you go.
Right.
You know.
I mean, they didn't take them back there for a whole year and a half.
Right.
You couldn't take them back.
Yeah. And I know that they will make certain, like I know Myers has done it before for different programs through Jefferson Schools where they come like after 9 o'clock at night, and you can bring as many as you want then. Okay.
But so is this something we want to pursue? You know, we need people to do it.
Right. Right, we need people to be able to
do
it.
Take them back.
Right.
So people would rinse them, but a lot of people
don't rinse them. You get what you get. So
what's the consensus? Do we want to move on this now or table it for now? Or
We've got so many things going on.
A little bit more hassle.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep it in the back.
I got a suggestion.
Yes.
We had at our Halloween party, some of the kids from Jefferson on the National Honor Society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we can get them to do that for us.
Could be a project, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe there's other groups in the schools too. Maybe they're looking for something. That's an idea.
I'm just using that because they helped us, right?
Service hours they need.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep this on the agenda and let's think about this. And maybe we can, and maybe there's somebody in the community because we want to get more people involved that would say, yeah, I'd love to coordinate this. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put it on the next agenda.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Council. We have a motion to accept the resignation of Belma Fisher from the Planning Commission. Sorry, not the Council. As of February 15th, 2022. Can I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
1 second.
Okay, I have a motion to accept the resignation of Belma Fisher from the Planning Commission as of February 15, 2022. Debbie?
Yes.
Greg?
Yep.
Ann?
Yes.
You're going to say no.
Yeah.
Chris?
No.
Was that a no?
Hell no. Yeah. Capital N, capital O.
Hell no. I love it.
It still only counts for one vote.
I know.
Motion carried.
Thank you. All right. Just tangentially to this, we have appointments coming up in April. And not only for Planning Commission, but a few other things too. So we'll tie that into that because we got to get some more members on there. Okay. Tia asked us to do this, a motion to pay $18,311.03 to Dave Emmerich for partial payment for packet 4, 1427 for 7496 Lakeshore. Tia indicated both to Carol and myself that the motion should be made to pay Dave Emmerich for this payment. This was verified by Tia, Michigan State Police Hazard Mitigation Division, the process that we set up. So this is a verified amount. And there are other packets, 27, that are coming on the pike, but are still not been commented on by Michigan State Police. So this is the only one.
Did we get the money?
Yep, we got the money.
Okay.
So can we have a motion?
I'll make that motion. All the money's there.
No, we have not got the money yet.
Oh.
Well, as soon as we get it.
Yeah, but no, it was
verified.
Released from FEMA.
Right.
And that's the way the council said that they were going to go.
Yes, right. And I'm surprised it's not there yet.
It takes time.
Yeah.
Because that's what the process I thought that we had talked about before was
right.
We
yes.
Get verification from FEMA.
Yeah.
Then we can make the motion so that the payment can go.
I thought it was money.
No, it was the
okay.
Michigan State Police Hazard Mitigation Division. That's a process.
I need support.
Support?
I'll support it.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the packet number 1427 for $18,311.03 verified on June 16, 2021 by the Michigan State Police. Debbie?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Thelma?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Audience participation, 3-minute time limit. We'll do in-house first, and then we'll go to the Zoom. I won't use the other term I used before, so in-house. This could be audience on anything. It's a 3-minute limit. So audience participation is open. Anything you would like to share for us, this is not a time for interaction, but a time for us to listen and then to get back to you. Bernie, I saw your hand. Go ahead.
The issue with the house on Sylvie Street, Betty Alley's, there was a final, my understanding, there was a final certificate issued, and the grading is not completed. I'd like to know why.
Your comment is there was a final what issue?
The final certificate, CO. I may be wrong, I'm just assuming it, but this is what I just heard.
Okay. All right. Anything else? We'll get back to you on that. I'll get the answer for you.
Yeah, building inspector here.
That's not the way we do it.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is supposed to be transparent.
Any other comment you want to make with us, and I'll get back
to
you.
Yeah, I do. I think you're running the meeting wrong. That's my one comment. The other one is that during building department reports, shouldn't at least a number of building permits be talked about? But I had 2 new construction permits or, stuff like that. There's nothing. There's no info at all.
Anything else?
That's got to be got back to me, too.
Yeah.
And when can I expect the answers?
I've been pretty good giving people answers back. Just let me step back from the protocol here. And we're doing this to keep things moving in an orderly way. Normally, probably once every month at the meetings, Tia gives us a report on permits issued.
I've been listening for a couple of months. I haven't heard.
I think
either through Zoom or here, I haven't heard. I haven't seen it. I haven't heard it.
All right. I'll get back to you on that, okay? And I'll show you what we've got.
I need an answer on the grading, though. That needs to be done because it's really wet. Water's coming in on adjacent property is causing problems with the adjacent people. So I would like the answer.
Okay, we'll get you the answer.
When?
As soon as I can, okay? Promise. I'm not going to give you a time limit, but I'll get you an answer expeditiously.
Thomas, I'll get you the answer. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're stepping down on my favorite of this.
That's good. Lord have mercy.
That's good.
Anybody else? Well, I'm going to keep it civil, folks. Anybody else?
Yeah, there's one other thing.
You were already recognized. Just a second. Anybody else?
3 minutes are done. You said 3 minutes.
Just a second. Anybody else? Okay, Bernie, go ahead.
The golf cart ordinance. My question is the village getting themselves any liability by putting something like that, that they're approving that these unlicensed vehicles are riding on a road?
So you have a question of village liability?
Yeah, for instance, if there was a serious accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would they be like putting themselves in that category of being liable because they're giving permission to ride on the street?
Okay, we'll get back with you with that answer. We'll have to find. There are golf carts ordinances in a lot of villages. We've looked at them. So let's do some research on that. It's a good question. We'll get back to you, okay?
Insurance company.
Yeah, insurance company. We'll check with the insurance company and also with Fred.
Fred.
Okay.
You're going to get back to me on that too?
Yes, I promise. Anything else, Bernie? Okay, anybody else? All right, Zoom is, audience participation in the hall is closed. Zoom audience participation is open, 3 minutes on anything, and we're here to listen. Anybody?
Star 6 to get off mute.
I saw a light, but they're nothing.
Nobody's out.
Okay.
There's two people on, but they're both out.
All right, audience participation on Zoom going once, twice, close. Thank you. President's report. I don't have anything really else. I think everything is pretty much cleared. I thought we were going to spend more time on another issue. So just again, we've got something special and beautiful here, and it's great to see people remain civil because other people are dying for this. So thank you, everybody. And we'll keep moving forward. Sunrise, what did we say? Sunrise, number one.
Go to a village
on the sunrise side.
You're the one that made it up.
I know.
I was going to say that. Being civil today.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Trustee comments, Thelma.
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Debbie.
Just two things. Carol, April 9th, Saturday, is the hall taken? Do you know? Could you tell?
I can tell you right now.
Thank you.
April 9th. Yes, I have a hall now.
What about the 16th, Saturday?
It's open.
It's George. Open. We'll do the Easter party that day.
Bummer.
Noon to 2?
The 16th?
Yes. The 17th, so that'll be the day before.
Talking about the 22. That's so awkward.
What? Easter party.
Debbie, that was noon to 2?
Yeah, noon to 2.
Okay. Anything else, Debbie?
Yes. You know, we discussed about different committees. I would like to recommend that we do like a community function committee, like help with funeral lunches, parties, stuff like that. We have some lot of new moms that walk the streets with their kids all the time, and I'd like to get them involved in it too. I don't mean walk the streets.
I was going to say something after my little faux pas earlier.
They stroll.
Oh, worried about the
girls. Yeah. We're worried about all the girls. No, they stroll their babies to children on the road.
You know, that's how the village started out.
And the casino left.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought we could add that to a committee. Yeah.
What's the feeling, folks?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, we used to do it. I mean, all these ladies did it all the time.
Right. We're getting old. We're getting old, and it's hard a lot of times, and we'd like extra help.
Yeah, they're always down there for funerals or anything.
Right.
Do I hear someone wants to be a lead for that?
I'll do it. Who else is going to do it?
You got to pass on the torch.
That's right.
All right. We'll get some ideas together and put it at the next meeting, okay?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Anything else, Debbie?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Anne?
I did get a couple phone calls about messages regarding the trash cans being pulled in the driveway more, and they said yay. So kudos to our garbage men for doing that now.
They didn't do ours.
They didn't do yours? They did.
Right.
I had a couple of people call and say that they were glad to see them, especially down Lakeshore.
Yeah,
they were cleared, right? They were like scattered all over. So that was a good thing. So at least it's a good start. Tell them to remember to do Debbie's next time, too.
Right.
So.
They won't pick it up.
They don't know who I am. I'm kidding.
Anything else, Sam?
Yeah, I got a fifth bench ordered.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. His cousin got a hold of me. And so we ordered a fifth bench now. So we're going to have five benches for out there in the veterans.
Nice.
Okay. Wow. So with Debbie talking about that committee, then I think we should also have a committee also to help with planning that. Okay, with layout and you know, different things. So even to go with the trees for it here and everything else.
Memorial committee.
Well, what we could do is we could reactivate the Veterans Memorial Committee and just be part phase two. Because the first one is done. I mean, it's over. And in fact, the final report should come from them. It's already done. It's being approved by Monroe County Historical Society. But when you see the figures just for the gifting kinds and it's just remarkable.
Who was on the committee before though?
You're looking at it.
That's what I meant, so I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, it was me, it was, Greg, it was,
a lot of work on it.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people involved in it. So that phase is done.
Yeah,
let's reopen it.
My sister-in-law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And then of course, Stephanie Hawkins, she was an integral part of that.
We don't have to include
them.
That was my question.
But keep in mind, and I don't want to take Ann's time, that the project went so well that Stephanie feels in the future they will ask us again if we want to participate in something.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. And
on that bench thing too is a few people have had. When I talk about the committee also, is because a few people have shown an interest in wanting to know where their benches will be placed at. Okay, so and Sandy was one of them asking about it. You know, can we have input as to where we want our bench placed at? And I said, sure, let's get this committee together and we can, you know, that could be part of it. Do you want me to, from now, because I know that you ask people on Zoom, if they have any questions regarding the agenda, but how do they know what the agenda is?
I share that screen.
It's up on the screen there?
Oh, they see it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, I can't see if there's a...
Yeah,
there should be a thing around it, but
asking that, that's when it's on the screen, when you're asking about the agenda, questions on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Sam?
That's it.
All right, thanks for sharing. Greg?
I wanna do like another pig roast this summer. and try to set up a date. Hopefully I'm going to be well enough by then and try to make it. I don't remember when we had it last year. When was it?
July 24th.
July, the last Saturday in July or something. Try to do it again somewhere in there. So
is that what you want?
That's usually when I used to have them, yeah. So we'll try to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
but yeah, that really worked well, and we can do it for the fundraiser for the access too. So,
good idea.
I've got it for the 30th right now. If it changes, let me know. But I don't want anybody to rent the hall
just in case, right?
Just in case, okay.
Anything else, Greg?
What day?
No, I'm probably going to be here next meeting, so just let you guys know.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll keep you in touch.
Okay.
Jim.
First of all, the record, Sloan's is still open, and I believe that his heir said he was. I had plans on backfilling that in.
Maybe
we can get talk to him and see what his plans are about doing that.
That was a Sloan property, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll check with you on a contact, okay? All right. Anything else, Jim?
Yeah, we have another map from the village. We can go through them and figure out which ones we want to do. We can showcase. I think it'd be a good idea to showcase them. Hire some people to walk around and look to see what the only the properties are, how what's going on in the village, and point it out. Maybe we put a showcase out with maps on around the village. And,
maybe we can put that on the website.
People are walking around here, they might want to just look at something and start discussing.
Not everybody goes on the internet. Right. Yeah.
What you want to kind of spearhead this and then we can talk about how to make it happen? Okay.
Build a box.
That's what you're talking about, like the window box. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You can't touch it.
Yeah, right. Well, behind glass.
Closed,
glass.
Right.
Then you're
going to
have to clean the glass every.
That's
all right. Well,
yeah, we can show like all the excesses or the swinging excesses, right. Stuff like
okay.
That.
Do you want to spearhead that, Jim? Yeah. Or what are we going to call it? Showcase?
Yeah. Mapping.
Okay.
Showcase mapping.
Showcase committee.
Map
showcase. How about showcase committee?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we got two new committees.
Yay.
Excellent. Yay. All right. I'll put that on the agenda for next meeting. Anything else, Jim? Chris.
These committees, you want to add that to your flyer? We'll post on Facebook and website them.
Yeah. Anything else?
I actually got one complaint. So when Bill on the council, she said she was going to bake a lot. Today's Fat Tuesday.
Today's Pushki Day. So are you going to be all punched out by now?
I had a big man coming in. I thought I was going to be a
right here. It's all here. It's all the thing. No, I have something planned for the next meeting because we'll be close to St. Patrick's Day. I thought you would have all been sweeted out.
There's no such thing as too many.
I agree.
Oh, anything else, Chris? All right, Carol. Nothing? All right. Anything for the good order of the village? Do I hear a motion?
Okay. I'll support.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.